Do you call these different crops of hay anything special? Any different terms?
Well, you mean where you have more than one?
Uh-huh.
Well, for instance, there are people who cut what they call second cutting prairie hay.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty hay that's nearly useless. And alfalfa, it's just designated as first, second, third, and fourth cutting.
Uh-huh.
And of course, your second and third is your higher priced, usually.
Uh-huh.
Your first is your big volume, but stemmy, coarse.
Uh-huh. Did I ask you if you ever gathered your wheat up in small?
Well, we used to use a binder and cut it into bundles and shock it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't suppose there's a binder, a thrashing machine, 100 miles of here anymore.
What was good yield in the early days on wheat? Or did you raise wheat?
Wheat here is about 40 bushels.
Uh-huh.
There's wheat in the bottoms. Now, most of the wheat that's grown here now is down on the river bottom. It'll run 30 to 50 bushels an acre. Some of it even better, but about 40 bushels this year was the average.
What do you call bread that your wife makes?
Well, she makes either biscuit, cornbread, or rolls.
Mm-hmm.
We've never made a loaf bread like
mm-hmm. Now, cornbread, is that baked in a deep pan or a shallow pan?
Well, people will vary according to the size of the family and their own taste, but we like it more or less in a, we'd say, a 1-inch depth.
Uh-huh.
You get up into that 2-inch bread, to me it's too much. I don't know, I never did this exactly, see, but 3/4 to 1 inch thickness.
Uh-huh. Does she make other things of cornmeal, other bread?
No.
What do you call bread that you get from the store? Anything special?
Light bread.
Does your wife make those round things with a hole in the middle that you fry in deep fat?
Donuts, no, not much.
In the morning, well, I know she doesn't now because she's too busy, but was it ever her practice to bake things on a thin things on a griddle or in a skillet?
Well, I know a lot of people eat those pancakes for breakfast. That never did happen to be our time because we used biscuit most of the time for breakfast. But I know what you're hanging out of. The man goes to Fay and collars for hotcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time at home we've always called them pancakes.
Mm-hmm. What do you eat on those?
Butter. The kids are holler for Cairo, and I still eat sardine molasses on them.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
What?
Pancakes?
Oh, some of them use the jelly or something, but mostly to me, I'd rather have a homemade sardine on them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we used to, when we had lots of homemade butter and we cooked at home a lot, they made waffles a lot. Not a whole lot of different waffle and pancakes, except one of them's got a mud and snow tread on it.
When did your mother put in her bread to make it rise when she made bread?
Oh, use, I suppose, the baking powder. Most of what that's for, use soda and baking powder and salt.
Mm-hmm. And what is this stuff that John was saying that you're